everyone. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Today we are discussing Khloe Kardashian's new boo, Tamar Braxton's breakdown, and is Tyga getting a new reality show?
Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check, everyone. I am your host, Ashley Gray. Joined with me in studio, the amazing DJ Jesse Janity. What up, boo? What a do. Now, let's talk about this meltdown that Tamar Braxton recently had on Braxton Family Values. Now, there's been a lot of messiness going on about Tamar getting fired from The Real, and she actually revealed on her show that she had no idea that this was actually going to happen. Vince got the phone call. She walks down the stairs. Vince is like, baby girl, like, they let you go, you know? And she was like, wait, what? And it was just all just, she was blindsided, and she really did not know that this happened. Do we believe Tamar?
I mean, you know what? If that's the story she preaching, girl, you know, I'm gonna sit on your side of the table, and we gonna act like we didn't know, like we was blindsided. And so for that, girl, I already heard that Steve Harvey talking to you about a show. I heard that, you know what I mean? Like, you got the Braxton Values. You're gonna work on your music. Like, girl, you ain't need to be on The Real because it wasn't real.
Right. So she was on the Steve Harvey morning show, a radio show, and she basically said the same thing on the show. Like, she didn't know exactly what was going on. She did not have any kind of negative relationship with any of her co-hosts that she knew of, and that she was indeed blindsided. Now, a lot of people on social media are saying, like, you know, we didn't like her loud lip smacking personality anyway.
Hence why Corinne ain't here.
And they also said, oh, now all of a sudden she wants to speak normal on the Steve Harvey show. What? Like, bitch, it's called personality. Like, who wants it? Are you going to tune into someone? Okay, in today's news. No, she was on The freaking Real. She's on Braxton Family Values because she adds the spice in all of that to the show. Like, come on. I think she delivers, and that's why a lot of people really did tune in to her. Although, I do think that her show on this, I don't know if it's going to be a television show or is it going to be a radio show. I think it's going to be a different flavor. I think it's going to be a lot of maturity coming on her part, because she said people do grow and evolve. And if it was a personality thing on The Real, she would have a like to be, told that, so she can possibly kind of change how she is on the show. Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm just like, you know what I mean? Y'all used her because you wanted her personality to help you get ratings at first. Then you realize, oh, shoot, we can keep these bland mayos. And you just keeping your sandwich mayo. You ain't adding no meat to the sandwich. So let her go elsewhere. She gonna do what she gonna do. She got her Tame Martians, and they gonna stand by her. And they're gonna love whatever she does. So
when she posted on Instagram that she was, you know, welcome to the Steve Harvey family, none of her co-hosts congratulated her.
Why would they?
I noticed.
They're gonna be mad because guess what? They're still on The Real.
But they still have to get it. I don't know if it's gonna be radio or television. If it's television, they have to pitch it and she has to get picked up.
She's already on TV. What's she need to be on TV anymore for? Girl, right. Get on the radio. Then you can play all your songs. You can be like, this is the Tamar Braxton radio station.
So was this all a ploy is what I wanna know. Was this all a ploy to get everyone to tune into Braxton Family Values? Did she know that she was going to get fired? Did she freaking have Olivia Pope and Kris Jenner on three-way like, oh, we need to handle this. How we gonna figure this out? Like, because this is like, that was a power play if that is what happened. What do you think?
I mean, I agree. I think that we definitely, you know, I'm my Illuminati conspiracy theory. I'm always gonna be like, well,
right.
This is kind of working out in your favor. But I also got a phone call from one of my friends this morning. She was complaining, like, I haven't done enough this year. And it gets to a point where, you know what, sometime the timing of things comes at a time we don't expect.
Yeah.
And you just gotta go with it. And instead of attacking, you relish in the positive, and here we are.
Well, The Real is planning on suing Tamar because over the staged episode on Braxton Family Values, they say that this is not exactly what happened, and it was a mutual departure.
Wait, it was a staged episode?
Yeah, because they pretty much reenacted what was supposedly
like
went down.
Yeah.
So the realist suing, I don't know who to believe, honestly. I think that Tamar could have possibly, what, she was fired, and she's like, okay, how can we make money off of this? I'm leaving, so how can we flip this? And she put a Kardashian. She was like, okay, let's figure this out. I mean, Beyonce pulled that whole, with the lemonade thing, and everybody was speculating, like, is Jay-Z cheating? So I think that maybe Tamar just was like, let me benefit from this. It's about to go down. And I'm gonna flip it and make me look good.
Well, interesting you say that, because I'm wondering if that same situation is happening over here in Love and Hip Hop. Stevie J and Jocelyn have been ripping.
Hustling
have been ripping each other new a-holes across the town. So Stevie called into a morning radio show and said that he had never, because obviously there's been these rumors that Jocelyn had slept with Young Dro. Jocelyn was like, no, I didn't. Right. And, you know, Stevie had felt some sort of way. So Stevie posted, called in, and he basically said he was never married to Jocelyn, never would get married to her, and never has
all
been.
All of a sudden, you were, we all knew that.
In time.
We all knew that you guys were never married.
Well, Jocelyn was really upset because she, you know, and she ain't nothing and all this stuff. And
right.
Jocelyn went on 107.9 and decided to come out and say, you know, I think it's funny that he's, you know, he say he's a man, but what? But my thing is, what man want to work? You know, why don't you worry about a hit? Because you ain't had one in about 20 years. You know what I mean? You worry about a hit. What kind of man go on a radio show and he going to talk about his wife? And I mean, you know what I mean? What kind of man does that? She said he going, instead, you know, you call a radio and you say, can you play my hit? No, can I talk shit about my wife?
I mean, but what hit has she had?
She said, at least I got music I could put out if I want.
Oh, okay.
I mean, go to church.
I guess that's true.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, Stevie out here. Like, I think all this is a ploy because they're just trying to keep it like, I'm not into Love & Hip Hop
Atlanta.
They're
trying
anymore.
To stay relevant.
Love & Hip Hop has become so, like, now not only are they scripting on the show, it's like they're trying to throw these scripts in real life, and it's like, I'm not here for it. Wouldn't read that in Star Magazine. Maybe okay, but I don't even read that.
Well, hey, do you think so? You think that this is all just a way to stay relevant?
Yes, you know who you with.
Well, is this
for that many years?
Is care moving on? Did Kenya and her boyfriend Matt Jordan do the same thing? Is it Matt Jordan?
Did they break up?
Yeah, they broke up. Well, according to Instagram. So what happened?
My cross inside out. I feel like that.
The devil is a lie. Not on Sunday. So Kenya and Matt Jordan broke up. Now we don't know if it was emotional or physical abuse. We don't know.
Wait, there has what?
Been yes, there has been like a lot of speculation swirling around. So Kenya
twirling around.
So Kenya put up this picture of these broken sunglasses. And I'll just read a little bit of the caption that she wrote underneath the picture. Love is never aggressive, hurtful, threatening, ... And this was underneath the picture of the Smash Sunnies. So, and it was later removed. Now, Matt Jordan actually followed up with responding, and he pretty much...
On her Instagram?
No, on his own Instagram. Okay. And he took full responsibility. He was like, you know, I'm not the man that she needs right now, and I take full responsibility. But the couple has neither denied or confirmed all of the mess that I'm about to tell you. So apparently Memorial Day weekend in Mexico, honey, they turn up. Apparently Matt Jordan, TMZ reports, kicked down the bathroom door to try and get to Kenya. And then when they get back to the States, he went and he took a big, well, I don't know, a trash bag full of her belongings or box, whatever, and dumped them in her driveway at the Moore Manor. Even though I think that's very immature, like that's some undergrad like type situation.
You know what? That's very true. But 2 years ago, honey, there was a situation I was in, and you know what I mean? Like, if you can't remove your personal belongings, I don't know what else to do because it can't stay in my place.
Well, the thing is that that's your 20s. How old is this man?
Isn't he like 20? He's young. He's 20.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like 26, 27.
Well, he needs to pray. Well, yeah, but still. Okay. I'm not going to give you a pass because you're with an older woman. So.
Who acts younger than his age.
I didn't know he was that young. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he's a young piece of meat. Hashtag I mean, even if he was 34, he'd still be much younger than her, so.
I'm just saying, it's very immature to literally, especially from a man, I expect that from a woman. Well, but really, you're going to just go and take, dump all of this stuff.
I don't know. You know what, Matthew? Why don't you check this out? Chapman University. Because apparently Chapman University is located here in Orange County, yeah. California, 16 miles from the beach. Hey. A little over 30 miles from Los Angeles and minutes from Disneyland and Angel Stadium. It is about 8,000 students are enrolled in undergraduate and graduate programs, and it's best known for their programs in film and television, business, science, and technology. So if you trying to come out here to LA,
if y'all trying to make some love and hip hops, go ahead and go to Chapman University so that y'all can get schooled on how to do it correctly.
Oh, okay. I was gonna be like underground roots.
No.
With 10 different schools and colleges and more than 100 different majors and programs, there literally is literally something for everyone. See, y'all could go to Chapman University, then come up here to Black Hollywood Live, intern up here for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better enroll. Chapman University, there are literally dozens of opportunities to study abroad. Maybe they have speech classes for me. And the best part is, though, this is actually really dope. 86% of the students benefit from some sort of financial aid.
Yeah.
Because, girl, the college I went to, it was like 7%, and you had your skin color too light for that financial aid. I was like...
No, Chapman is a really awesome school. You guys check that out. Where can they find all of the information?
Chapman.edu/information. That's Chapman.edu/information.
So let's get back to Matt and him throwing these tantrums. Girl, I just cannot. Did. You should have left that in Mexico, honey, because, Poppy, we don't want that. That is just ridiculous. But do you think that this is just another ploy that all of these reality stars seem to be doing quite often to just stay relevant? Because Kenya is kind of dried up. You know, I'm just saying, she is. You go to her Instagram, she only has 500 likes, yet she has over 100,000 followers. I don't understand how you were able to purchase that. So,
you don't know how they purchase it? Well, sometimes you'll see these random accounts, they'll post under your Instagram picture, and they'll say, for 76% more likes and followers, click this link below.
Right.
Love your page. I'm like, girl.
Well, we can see that everyone's not loving her page. So maybe this is why she put this out there, because literally they have not confirmed or denied any of these rumors. So I think that they're just riding on this tidal wave. And yeah.
Speaking of denying love rumors, Miss Khloe Kardashian was caught with Mr. Odell Beckham Jr. And all Twitter has to say to Odell is, warning, 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 Will Robinson. Get the fuck away. Like, hello, Reggie Bush, Chris Humphries, Lamar Odom, OJ Simpson,
Kanye West,
Bruce Jenner.
Because we lost him.
Honey, we lost him.
He walked away with Jesus. Right. Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked, he did too.
Bye.
With him. But all I'm saying is like, I don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? You're a very young, attractive man, and you know what I mean? And I know they are a wealthy family, but you are big on your own. You don't need no Kardashian. Right. Get you a damn Aisha Curry. Come on, get you somebody, just not a Kardashian. But it doesn't matter, because Khloe came out to say, people are so silly. What a camera, some flirting will do. We're not dating.
So I saw that picture. Did you see her shoes though?
I knew.
I was like, let's pan down to these shoes.
But, I mean, I'd be wearing my shoes. Like, if I'm just trying to get somewhere real quick, I'd put my shoes on like that, and I'd be like, oh, this is kind of ghetto.
I mean, I don't know. I think that, yeah, it was.
Hit me.
It was flirting, definitely. Whenever you're in between, bitch.
Are you kidding me? If Odell Beckham was sitting up on a countertop, girl, my motherfucking flirt would be a little more flirtatious than that. Shit, you wouldn't even be. You'd have to show it on PornTube.
But you want to know? He not once did I see a picture of him like putting his hands on her, and so that leads me to believe that the feeling wasn't quite neutral. Like, yeah, he was a guy, will be a guy, but he wasn't necessarily.
Maybe she's being a beard for him in my dreams. I just want him to be gay.
I'm gonna have to pop
that
bubble.
That's fine. There was no bubble to pop. It was just a statement.
You know, I never wanted them to work. I wasn't rooting for them when I saw the rumor. I'm like, you are too cute.
I was rooting for Khloe and her sneakers to work.
Girl, we was rooting for them heels. And we mean the back of your feet.
Right, girl. All you need is some petroleum jelly. Just put that on the back of that heel, girl. And them,
I mean, you date black dudes. You know about the Vaseline, honey.
Got my elbows looking right.
But anyway, yeah, Odell is very cute. And I have not heard any rumors, any speculation of him dating anyone right
Odell
now.
Odell looks like an angry bird. Like, actually, it just came to me. Like, think about it. Picture his head. Because I was, like, looking for pictures for the show, and, like, as I'm looking, I'm like, he kind of looks like the little cartoon Angry Birds, like, on, like, this amazing body.
I think he's handsome.
No, he's very handsome and cute, but Angry Bird-esque, you know what I mean?
Maybe it's his color hair.
Maybe.
I don't know. He's really cute.
Now, wait till you go look at a picture of him.
Oh, yeah, well, we don't
you
have
gonna,
one.
You're going to want to be like...
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about another one of the Kardashians' victims. Well, not the Kardashians, actually, the Jenner. So Tyga is apparently getting his own reality show, or he's pitching the reality show, and he's hoping to have Scott Disick and Lamar Odom join forces.
Never gonna
to
get it, never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So he did have the show Kingin' with Tyga on MTV2. This show, which is titled The Leftovers, it's not. It's actually called. Oh my God. It's actually called. It's actually the potential name is Tyga's Den. It's
The Leftovers.
It's pretty much
going. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
So, and it's just really going to follow Lamar Odom, Scott Disick, their lifestyle, hopefully Tyga's music career or lack thereof. But to
is Stevie J joining that?
Right. I mean, because he's been hitting a lot, but he hasn't been getting any hits. Oh. So, we're going to pray.
Good luck with that.
But one exciting
thing. Wait, so what
thing,
channel?
It's just a pitch right now, so it's not in the works.
Just
I don't
a thought
know.
Idea, just a blog story.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I'm really excited about, since Tyga and Kylie have split up and went their separate ways, it's rumored a week after he put out the information about him potentially having their own reality show, it's rumored that he is going to do a tell-all, either a book or a rap album, which I think is kind of pathetic, but kind of genius about
if it's an
the
album,
Kardashians.
If it's an album, okay, put yourself into a song, your life into a song. If it's a book, like that
yeah.
is some bitch.
But let me tell you, how it gets a little creepy.
Like, can
because
you really picture Tyga like writing a book? Like,
you know, it's gonna be a ghostwriter.
Kris Jenner.
All he's gonna do is write his name, not even first and last, just first.
Tyga.
Tyga. He gonna spell it.
Can't even spell Tyger. I'm kidding. I like him. He's not.
Listen, it's going to be about Kylie's bedroom secrets, which is borderline
wait, what?
Creepy because wasn't she underage when you guys started bang wanging? I think so. And Scott and Court's relationship, Scott's drug problems, and Kylie about how, well, Kylie's relationship with her mom or lack thereof, and the fact that Kylie really does not trust Kim. And those are all, it's just a little teaser.
I could totally see Kylie not trusting Kim.
Absolutely. Because
Kim's going to like be like, yeah, sis, yeah, sis, yeah, sis. But I'm going to steal all of your energy and your youth and your fame.
Yes, and I can totally see Kylie not getting along with her sister. She's the black sheep. I mean, she was the ugly one besides Khloe.
But she wants to be Kim so bad.
She does.
But my thing is here, like, Tyga, it has to be music. If it is not music.
It would be dope if it was music.
Yeah, but if it, and it's still a little bitch ass with the music, but I get it. It's like beef in a whole totally different way. But here's my thing. Like, please don't do a book. Please, like, not a book.
I
like,
mean, is it going to be a coloring book like,
Oh, Natalie Nunn. Stop. You guys be setting me up for that shit. Like, I'm never going to be able to have a conversation with this woman.
Are
like,
you gonna
I don't hate her.
Connecting dots is going to be like, connect the dots. 1, 2, 3, 1 to 50. And it's going to be Kylie's face. No, just her lips.
No, Kylie from her metamorphosis. Before.
Oh, before and after.
After surgery. Current.
Like,
look, ooh. It looks like she on all fours.
Oh.
But my thing is like, please don't write a book because that's so embarrassing for you. Like, if these are the topics of your book, like, in a song, you could probably make that moody as fuck, very Eminem-esque.
Yeah.
But like,
speaking of, did you hear that Nick Cannon is challenging Eminem to a $100,000 rap battle?
Stop, you're gonna lose.
Nick, Nick, you this lose. Is not like, Nickelodeon.
Of, right, like, do that to Tyga. Come on. Like, Eminem, what exactly. kind of fucking bullshit is that? Like, Eminem is going to embarrass your entire life. He's going to give you a fucking vasectomy, open up your asshole, rape you, and prove to everyone that you actually are fucking gay. And I don't think you are, but I'm just saying, by challenging Eminem, are you kidding me?
Right.
Anyways, moving on from that. Speaking of the EDE shows, Robin Black, and I ain't talking about the fat one from MTV, bitch.
I loved that show though.
Me too. Wait, the first time I ever saw Rob was Shrooming. Is fat though. Rob? No, he's not.
Rob? Black China's Rob?
Girl, you remember Robin Black from MTV?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Rob was the skinny white boy. Black
oh, yeah,
was
Black
fat
was,
boy.
Yeah.
All right, well, Rob, in this way, it's flip. So Rob is the fat white boy, and Black is the beautiful
Black
China.
Girl, yeah.
So basically, they got their show on E!
They did. What is it called?
Rob in China.
That's so original!
So basically, they're both going to be producers on the show. It's going to be 6 episodes, 1 hour long episodes.
1 hour?
A look inside the whirlwind life as they prepare for their first child.
I'm watching. I'm definitely tuned in. Every single what day.
Have you, they have, we don't know what the date is. Producing it is Ryan Seacrest and Bina Murray.
Ooh, Ryan.
I mean, that's obvious. What I'm more surprised about is Bina Murray. Do they do the Kardashians? Because I'm here for Bina Murray. They're one of my favorite reality productions.
No, I don't.
They do like The Real World, The Challenge, that's
I'm not
Bad
sure if
Girls
they do the
Club.
Kardashians.
My thing is, though, 6 episodes, I like that we're keeping it short and cute.
Right.
See, you know, just a taste. Do we want this? Do we not?
Yeah.
But it just makes me feel like here we are again. Now is the Tyga thing another collection to this? Like if Tyga gets a show on E, I'm done with E.
The only way
and
that
e
I
needs
will
to
watch,
turn to K.
But the only way that I will watch the Tyga show is if Scott is on there. Like I think that Scott will bring a different flavor to the show that I will want to see because he's just a play. He's like a playboy like bunny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Guy version. And Lamar, I'm so sick of him. They done filed some crack pipe at his house. They need to remove him from this world and put him in isolation. Freaking Malibu Canyons. What's that thing I always see a commercial about where the celebrities mm-hmm. go to? That's where he needs to go. I'm sick of it. Like, he just keeps getting sucked in. And if you're in this life, this party lifestyle, he's a goner.
Girl.
We don't need that. And Tyga's boring. I'm done. I didn't even know him as a rapper. So... Moving right along. I'm here for that show. I'm watching it.
I mean, I'll definitely check it out. Again, you know, I'm starting to give way to my reality TV ways, y'all. But I mean, I'm gonna watch it. But I feel like it's just gonna be like a long extended Snapchat, like, or you know what I really think it's gonna be exactly like?
What?
Chaotic. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Oh no.
Like, yeah, that was everything.
Really?
Watching Britney Spears high on drugs.
You know who I loved? What's the show? It was Travis Barker and his wife. So good. I loved that show. I had a crush on Travis after watching that. He's like so freaking weird.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's really a nice guy though.
He's so
super
nice. Like so nice.
He's always being Sherman Oaks. Oh. Girl, I'll tell you the coffee shop.
So let's move on to our game, Reality X or Reality Check. Burntman and Toni Braxton, are we here for it or
what is this? Because I saw this written down, I was like, bitch,
literally what? It's
they're
just speculation.
Dating.
We don't know, but
no,
we think so.
Stop. This is why. Who?
Oh.
Toni Braxton ain't fucking no one's tattooed faced Burntman.
But maybe she just wants to have fun.
Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton.
I think that she would date Birdman. I think so.
Hey, first of all, I don't even know if he's straight yet. Like, what? Isn't he gay? Isn't the last rumors that came out gay? And then he talking about some respect on my name.
Did you hear that song, by the way?
Yeah.
It
which
came
one?
On my
his song or the one that everyone made up before him?
No, his song. It came
yeah,
on my
girl.
Pandora. I thumbs downed it after
girl,
about
this is a
30
lie.
Seconds.
First of all, the fact that anyone's... What blog did we read this from? Because shame on you. Like,
it's
stop.
Been everywhere, though.
Where? her. Bitch, I ain't been looking under that bed. I ain't seen that one. I ain't cleaned that desk mite.
They've been photoed together.
X. What? No, they weren't hanging out. Maybe he producing her next album. She's trying to go back to he wasn't man enough for me. She's trying to get a little more urban with her next album.
Well, she was twerking on stage two months ago.
Not with Birdman.
She's trying to get that thing back.
Girl,
maybe.
Well, Birdman don't got it. Birdman don't
so
have it.
So what about Bill Clinton and Chris Brown's baby
Wait,
mama?
What are you doing? You checking?
Oh, well, I'm checking it. Yes. If Toni Braxton wants to get her groove back and she wants to have fun with Birdman, get a little gangsta in her life, then I'm all for it. I want her to loosen up a little bit. I want to see that side of Toni.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. You know what, Toni? Go find DJ Khaled or something.
Like, ew, no. I'm so sick of him. He been losing weight for the past 5 years and ain't lost an ounce. Always on that freaking...
Not even a pound.
I'm just saying he's always on that treadmill. I'm over him. This the key. No, bitch. This the key.
See, bitch? You and it's haters stop. Like you who always try to hold that motherfucker back. Bitch. I can't with these trifling hoes out here. Shit. I've been on the treadmill for 2 weeks. Still got these spaghetti arms.
You know what? Mad respect to him, but I'm just like, I'm trying to get inspired, but you still heavy. I don't get it.
Girl, I can't. She hating on this, but she going, in 2 years, you're going to be watching Reality Check and we're going to be like, Toni Braxton and Birdman get a divorce due to Birdman gay rumor.
And I'm going
to
be 200 pounds. Like,
gotta go get my Herbalife today. Be like, this bitch been on my Herbalife for over a year now.
Let's talk about Bill Clinton and Chris Brown's baby mama was photoed together.
What?
Look, they were photoed together and they looked
Where
pretty
are you
cozy.
Getting your news?
Look, it was on the Shade Room, honey. Mm. Yes. And they looked pretty cozy, so it seems like Hillary Clinton is just focused on the wrong things. They did. Like, I kid you not, if it was not Bill Clinton, you would look at that picture.
Chris Brown's baby mama.
First of all, how old is she? She looked like Chris Brown's auntie.
What
like,
is this?
I'm so
First
confused.
Of all, maybe they did meth together, whatever Chris Brown did. Like, I don't know.
Well, she has a teenage daughter. Oh. And I'm like, Shazam. Like, what?
Shazam can't recognize that girl. That ain't a song Shazam can recognize. The wavelengths are off.
Our Reality X, whatever might be going on. I mean, we might have another Monica situation going on. You never know.
Girl, that's a Monisha.
Like, she was in the inner part of the booth, and Bill Clinton was, like, sitting on the outside, and she was just like this.
The
and
booth
I'm like,
of what?
I don't know. It was just like a booth, like a restaurant booth. Mm-hmm. And, like, to me, that's, I don't know. Like, why were you even sitting down, Bill?
Chris Brown's baby. Like, I know you don't know who that is, so.
Nobody knows who she, like, they have you, never mind.
Girl, Reality X, I don't
Yeah,
know
I'm gonna go ahead and Reality X that. So, yeah, but she does look like Chris Brown's auntie. Michelle Obama's speech The latest speech that she did. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of what she said. She basically said, I wake up every day in the house that slaves built. For her to say that, knowing that this is going to reach millions of people, her honesty, her rawness, that is courage to, like, literally, I knew that, but white folks don't want to hear that. It's the truth, but the truth has been hidden for so long and no one wants to acknowledge that, yeah, that is exactly, like, what we're dealing with. This is the America that, what's his name? Trump wants to make great again. Bitch, it was never great. Moving on. I'm going to reality check that.
Reality
Tyrese
check.
And Sanaa Lathan.
I was waiting to see what you was going to do go with this one.
No, I really think they're going to get back together.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Like Tyrese.
You never know which way we're going to blow when else it comes.
Tyrese put up an image on social media and it said, when you want that old thing back. Like, I think that something's up with them, and I'm all about it. I think they would make a really cute couple.
Maybe that talk show came into existence for him to get his reality check together and...
I hope he will...
Get the girl.
Hmm. Does he have tracks coming in?
Yeah. That Black Rose album probably still.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're working on Fast and the Furious something. Anyways, so, you know, we've been talking about all these fraudulent stories. Well, here's one that I'm just reality X-ing off the top because I just think it's important to talk about this. It's important not to talk about certain things on fucking social media, people. So Mama D from Love and Hip Hop and Ernest. Do you watch that? Do you know who I'm talking about? Girl, did you see their sex scene? Where she rubbed his nipple, she licked her finger.
I can't. Just get to, let's get to the, ugh.
Well, so basically, Ernest, they turned into the rehab, Love and Hip Hop rehab, old people home, because Ernest is sitting over there with Rashida's mama talking about Mama D's business. These two don't even know each other, be talking about someone else's business. And he gonna tell her that Mama D is bipolar and don't be going down on him. So Mama D went to Twitter and said, what I want the world to understand
yes, that, deep voice,
is that I do struggle with bipolar and an occasional cocktail. Oh. But let's talk about my husband, shall we? He smoked 5 cigarettes in the matter of 20 minutes. He has never been to the doctor for a physical except for the one they give you in jail.
Oh.
And he doesn't believe in paying bills. He worked 2 jobs and I pulled to give him. And when we fight, he threatens to move to his mama's house. First of all, his mama is still alive.
And why are you with him if this is the problem?
Girl, you are too old, one, to be tweeting.
Crypt two, keeper.
Two, to be dealing with this. Like, you don't pay for Scrappy's bills at this point. So pay for your own. You knew he was the same thing. You just got married on television because Mona Scott injected you with her fucking serum.
Right.
And was like, look, we need a Memorial Day special. And you were like, yeah, I'll do it. And I understand, you know what I mean? Like, that's cute. They're going to pay for everything for it. But here you are, now married to someone that you already knew wasn't going to work. Your family was mad at you for doing it. And now here you are on fucking a public platform talking about that you an alcoholic and occasional cocktail. Girl, like, if you have to post that you have an occasional cocktail, you an alcoholic. Because I'd be drunk up here and I know I don't have to be like, you know, I occasionally have a cocktail. No, bitch, there be times where I'm fucking hammered, but I ain't a drunk.
Right.
I ain't an alcoholic. I don't need to be on fucking Instagram, Twitter, or whatever, shading whoever. Girl, you need to say, Ernest, you know what? You want to meet up with fucking the Golden Girls? Well, bye. See you on TV land.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm going to reality X this entire thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even believe I went on that long of a rant for that, but
it's okay.
I just can't.
Sometimes you got to get it out.
I just can't. And that was for Corinne, because we miss you.
We miss you, Rennie Boo.
Rant.
So let's talk about Taraji P. Henson. She ripped someone for filth.
Online?
On Insta.
Oh, she's now, too big for that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait till you hear this. So she posted a pic and it read, her hair defies gravity, her skin absorbs sunlight. And it was a beautiful picture of an African-American woman. And that was the caption. So Damian G. Lopez posted this under the flick. All women are beautiful, not just black women. Empower beauty in all women, not just your race. Hashtag black racist. Well.
Damien.
Well, Mr. Lopez. Taraji P. Henson. Shut up, Dora. And go somewhere and be proud of who you are. What does celebrating my black beauty have to do with being a racist? You are ignorant and clueless. Maybe chill on the steroids. It's affecting your small little pea brain. F out of here, chump. By the way, you label yourself king. True kings don't get in their feelings. Queens do. Bye, biatch. I am so sick of people coming for other folk when they want to celebrate who they are as an individual, their skin color, their race, their hair. Like, seriously, if I got on a cute outfit, I'ma say hashtag my outfit cute. Like, no diss to yours. Like, you celebrate your outfit. I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful black woman. That doesn't make me a racist because you want me to celebrate you, Lopez.
Mm-mm. Lopez, you know,
don't do that, Dora.
Someone love you out there.
Don't
you
do
know
that,
I mean?
Boots.
I know you read that and you was just probably mad because you know
do
what
that.
I mean. Maria probably didn't cook something for you.
We not Donald Trump.
You know
boo.
What I'm saying?
We like, trying to help your struggle. You know, you feel me? We trying to break down that wall.
Reality X. What I am gonna reality check though is this eyeliner Ashley did today.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, she better.
Well, don't get too close because my hair. Okay, well my hair today.
Okay, well that eye right there is like.
Thanks, bitch. You know who I got it from? Adele. Her eyeliner be on point. Where can everyone find that video?
I'll tweet it out.
Dude, have y'all seen the interview between Adele, Rihanna, and Beyonce? It is hilarious. Go to Jesse's freaking Twitter. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And you can find me at...
It's Ashley Gray TV. We're done. Bye.
At Ashley Gray TV on Twitter, Instagram, and check out my Snap. Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.